Georgia murder victim Lachlan Riley's roommate posts heartbreaking tribute. By Warner Todd Houston on February 27, 2024. The friend and roommate of Lachlan Riley, the young Georgia woman found murdered allegedly by an illegal alien President Joe Biden released into the country, has posted a heartbreaking tribute to her friend. University of Georgia student Connelly Huth posted the tribute to her Instagram account on Friday, along with a video featuring some of the good times the two young women shared before the crime befell Riley. "Never in a million years did I think I would be writing something like this. And I am still waiting to wake up from this terrible nightmare," the heartbroken Huth wrote about her dear friend. Lachlan Riley, bestest friend, roommate, running partner, mixologist, singer, dancer, and student, Huth continued. "3 years ago, you walked into my life, and I never thought you would be taken from me so soon. You never met a stranger, and you exuded kindness and acceptance to anyone you met. You put everyone before yourself," Huth eulogized. "You were supposed to cross the finish line with me for our first marathon. You were supposed to stand next to me at my wedding. You were supposed to save so many lives. You were supposed to be the aunt to my children. It was not supposed to be like this," Huth lamented. "I find peace in knowing how strong your faith was in God and how your actions reflected Him in everything you did," Huth wrote. Huth wrapped up by saying that she hopes to let everyone know of the perfect, beautiful, hilarious, smart, kind, and driven human that Lachlan Riley was. The victim's friend concluded, writing, "I will forever be proud to have called you my bestest friend and roommate. I love you to the moon and back, and I can't wait to see you when I get up there. Three, we will forever and ever be Lincoln and Caroline." Lachlan Riley, 22, was found murdered on the campus of the University of Georgia on February 22. It was later reported that police arrested Jose Antonio Ibarra, 26, and are charging him with the murder of the young woman. It was also found that U.S. Border Patrol had previously detained the accused killer, but he was instantly released thanks to Biden's expansive catch-and-release network at the border. It seems likely that the main reason Ibarra was anywhere near the university is because the school had hired his brother, who is also an illegal alien and not eligible to work in the U.S., Diego Jose Ibarra, 29. The alleged killer's brother presented a fake ID to the school when he was hired, according to reports. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.